On Monday, the Kansas Secretary of State's office did a land office business as candidates rushed to file in districts a court had finally defined only 3 days earlier. Some, like Kansas House candidate Stephen Foster of Overland Park, have never run before.
With the new district, we're all at the same starting gate, and I think I have a lot to give for it and a lot to take with me to Topeka and help our district out.
One Democrat running for the Kansas House, Larry Meeker of Lake Quivira, said the Secretary of State's office lost his paperwork. Fellow Democrat Paul Davis said he didn't suspect partisan shenanigans.
They were dealing with a very difficult situation on Monday. But the fact of the matter is they made a mistake.
The trial in the Kansas school funding lawsuit entered its second week. It was the first time anyone could remember the state of Kansas bringing in a controversial ambush journalism outfit to try to discredit a witness. The judges did not allow the edited video by Veritas to be shown in court. As the state and districts wrangled in court over funding and Kansas educators worked in a national group creating model science standards, two state Board of Education members expressed concern that the standards would give too much credibility to evolution. One was Ken Willard.
It's not a bunch of Kansas crazies that have brought this subject up. It's just a matter that it's out there, and it's much broader than just a Kansas matter. It's broader than just a national issue.
Moderates currently control the Kansas Board of Education, but with elections coming, the balance could change. A Kansas City summer tradition ended as Crown Center Square declared its fountains could no longer be used as public spray grounds. The concerns were increasing crowds and water tests that showed high bacteria levels. Aviation officials said plans for the new terminal at KCI could change. Director Mark Van Lowe said the new building might be built at the site of one of the three present terminals.
By moving this terminal from the Greenfield site to where it is, we are saving an estimated $500 million.
The new terminal won't be publicly financed, so the money-saving news did little to appease the many who would like to keep the existing airport design. Councilman Jermaine Reed, facing recall petitions gathered by people unhappy that he didn't get the city to change its plans for an East Patrol CSI lab campus, persuaded his colleagues to wait 2 weeks to vote on sending condemnation notices to the property owners who haven't come to terms on selling their property. He said progress is being made.
I have offered to provide a forum in my office to bring city staff and homeowners together for some further discussion.
Reed hopes the list of those unsigned can be reduced to 4 or 5, and those are cases where the property deeds are missing or tied up. Also on hold for 2 weeks is a plan to ease the city's billboard restrictions a little. After a lot of people, including Carol Winterode of Citizens Against Billboard Blight, testified against it.
We have a model ordinance. Other cities look up to us. We've led the way here in the state of Missouri. Let's preserve that.
The changes were proposed after owners of billboards taken for eminent domain asked prices up to $500,000, and city planners worried that litigation could slow the wheels of development. This is KCUR.